Head of the Lasso Frame Monitoring Team, Lloyd Lynch, said the monitoring team observed a new pattern in activity at the Lasso Frame volcano on the weekend. Mr. Lynch said this new pattern of activity is observed whenever there is heavy rainfall.
We had some lahar activity over the weekend. Saturday morning, we saw two lahars after heavy precipitation in the morning, and this apparently, the precipitation that is apparently caused an uptick again in seismicity. So we saw the number of events jumped up to 33 after it had fallen down to 16 and was trending back to the early June sort of numbers. So it seems like we have a pattern on our hand. Whenever there is heavy precipitation, it influences some sort of uptick in activity.
Mr. Lynch said observation of the volcano from the Belmont Observatory shows that hybrid earthquakes occur whenever steam venting stops for several minutes.
I've had the chance to watch the system from Belmont, and I've noticed that there are times when the steam venting stops, and it will stop for several minutes, and then we get these earthquakes, what we call hybrid earthquakes, and immediately after the earthquake, the venting resumes. So it seems as if with the precipitation, it's somehow blocking up the system, constricting it, and there's probably some buildup of steam pressure which pushes the material inside the crater out of the way, and it resumes venting.
And Mr. Lynch said gas surveys were also conducted, and results reveal that gases emitting from the volcano continue to fluctuate.
Part of our goal is to look for these patterns to see whether we have a new normal. So that's what has happened. In addition, we did some gas surveys on Friday, and the survey reported just over 200 tons per day, which is below the long-term average. So the system still has some gas in it, which is coming out. It's still fluctuating pretty much.
That was head of the Lasso Frame Monitoring Team, Lloyd Lynch. I am Radhika Stephen with today's Lasso Frame Volcano Update.